If you've ever wanted to meet modern trailblazers, North Simcoe might have your solution. Representatives from the Ganaraska Hiking Trail Association, GHTA, approached Penetanguishene Council during the recent regular meeting, seeking permission to blaze trails through the Midland, Penetanguishene, and Tiny Township areas to attach the unconnected ends of a popular trail system. GHTA President Frieda Baldwin gave a presentation to council regarding the proposal. "It's a hiking trail 500 kilometers long from Lake Ontario to Georgian Bay," Baldwin explained. "It passes through the Peterborough area, Orillia, Barrie, Wasaga Beach, Midland, Penetanguishene, and so on. The trail is maintained by volunteers. There are 9 clubs and members of each club maintain the trail." The hiking trail originated in the early 1960s for naturalists to enjoy unspoiled lands across the province, and by 1968 the Ganaraska Hiking Trail was officially opened from Port Hope to Lindsay. Shortly after, more sections were added to the overall coverage. However, the trail was never fully connected in its Simcoe County portion. The Western Trail ends at the Tay Shore Trail beside St. Marie among the Hurons outside Midland, while the Eastern Trail ceases at the Tiny Trail and Conk 12E Junction in Tiny Township. "The purpose of this deputation is to ask permission from the town to blaze a trail through Penetanguishene. We are not going to build any new trails. We are not asking permission for that, just to blaze the trail," said Baldwin. In blazing a trail, path markers measuring 2 by 6 inches are put onto visible waypoints for the purpose of navigation, whether through paint or by installing material like PVC. Blazes can be found on trees, various posts, bridges, rocks, and hydropoles among the many available options. For the request, Baldwin offered the preferred off-road route between the Wye River to Tiny Conk 12 through the following connections: from the Midland Waterfront Trail to the Mid-Penn Link at Murray Road, to Thompson Road W over to Thompson Road E and along the multi-use trail, through the Thompson, Martin Valley County Forest to Overhead Bridge Road, and using a new Kingfisher Trail to arrive at the Tiny Trail. "In 2010, we actually obtained permission from the town of Midland," Baldwin told council, "but the other municipalities, we were not making much progress." Approval for the Tiny Township portion had been previously granted, according to Baldwin, with a $2,500 budget allocation for stairs to the Tiny Trail postponed until 2023. She added that the GHTA had also sought trailblazing permission from Midland Council and was waiting for approval. The request was put forward through Mayor Doug Rawson to the Recreation and Community Services section to be explored by staff for consideration. The Ganaraska Hiking Trail Association deputation, with slides and further information, can be located on the agenda page of the Town of Penetanguishene website. Meetings of Penetanguishene Council are held on the second Wednesday of each month, and can be watched live on Rogers TV Cable 53, or on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are located on the Town of Penetanguishene YouTube channel.